Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Say a story that's making national headlines. You might have seen it yesterday. Something happened in a Los Angeles, California Costco. Did you see the story with an off-duty cop?
I love Costco, but go ahead. No, I didn't see the story.
Rules. The Los Angeles Police Department, they're gathering evidence, which includes video footage. An off-duty police officer who shot and killed a man right in Costco. Southern California Costco wholesale warehouse. Not only did the off-duty cop shoot and kill the man who he says was a threat to him and his young child who he was holding. The officer is in Costco. He's not on duty. He's holding his young child. That's the story. And this guy, 32-year-old Kenneth French, assaulted him without provocation. And so the off-duty LA cop in the LA Costco pulls out his gun and not only shoots and kills Kenneth French, but he shoots a couple of people that were with him. And they're still in the hospital. A couple of people who were with Kenneth French, the guy who the cop said assaulted him. Now, some people are upset saying that this cop who was not on duty was out of control in Costco pulling a gun and shooting somebody, killing them. But the cop says, no, I was assaulted without provocation by this guy while I was holding my young child, and I had to shoot him. Yeah, bullets not only struck and killed Kenneth French, but more bullets because the off-duty officer fired at least six times.
Right. Witnesses said they saw a man with a mohawk haircut arguing with someone near a freezer section when shots thundered at least six times.
And not only did those shots kill Kenneth French, but two of his family members who he was with were also hit by those shots. The officer, the off-duty cop, was the only person who fired shots.
Now, if you're in it could be any establishment, but Costco's, just by their very nature, are large and cavernous, and you start hearing multiple shots going off, and you don't really know what's going on, some people there reported they thought this was the scene of the next mass shooting.
You never know.
What goes off in your mind? You just start hearing shots coming from all directions.
Brewster,
because of the acoustics.
Last week in Manhattan, when that helicopter crashed on the roof of that building, there were a lot of people that immediately thought, 9/11. They immediately thought terrorist attack, and it wasn't that. But this is what, and when you start hearing shots in a store,
right,
or inside, these people always seem to think of the worst. Not everybody, but a lot of people, when they get news, they always think of the worst, and that's just a natural reaction.
Right, it's just survival. I don't necessarily refer to it as thinking the worst. It's just you think, you know, you can say a helicopter crashes in Midtown Manhattan, and people will say, my first thought was a possibility of terrorism. There are people who would be so offended by that. So many years past 9/11, where I don't know how you could not think that.
I'm with you.
You know? And same thing with you're in a place and gunfire breaks out. How can you not fear for your life and think, well, this is the next multiple mass shooting, serial shooting?
Well, even if you
but there are people say, well, you're insensitive because you're Because political correctness has run such amok, is my point.
Well, even not just in those regards. And by the way, and if that's how you think in those regards, there's nothing wrong with you. That's natural to think that way. Well, let's say, I don't know, you go to a doctor and they see like a little something on your arm, or they see a little something somewhere and they say, well, I want to take this. I want to take this in for tests. What most people, the first thing they're thinking, oh, my God.
Right.
The first thing they're thinking, oh, my God, I've got cancer.
Cancer? Is it cancer?
Oh, my God. I mean, that's just how I think it's natural for many people to think that way when something happens. Like in any case that we just gave you, people immediately, a lot of them, just think of the worst possible scenario.
Right.
I guess that is survivor mode, putting yourself into survivor mode.
People will say, oh, you're a defeatist. Oh, you have a fatalist mentality. Well, guess what? We're all going to die of something. So how can you not have a fatalist, you know, your first thought is this it? Are my chips about to be cashed in?
Well, this story out of the Costco.
I think that most moments during this show.
This story out of the Costco in Southern California, it's making national news because it doesn't make sense. Here's an off-duty cop in Costco holding his young child, and all of a sudden he pulls a gun and fires six shots, killing one guy and then injuring the two people that he was with. And he did this because he felt like he was, quote, assaulted without provocation, unquote.
Mm.
Yeah, look, everything is on video these days. I'm sure the authorities are looking at every inch of that video, and
right,
we're going to find out. But there are some people in Southern California that are not happy, saying this cop is out of control. Again, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was assaulted without provocation. That's what he says. I mean, I can't imagine someone in Costco assaulting a guy who's holding his young child, assaulting him without provocation.
Right.
I just...
Bizarre story.
You can still get the $1.50 hot dogs there, right? That's what I start thinking about, too. Anyways, we'll see what comes out of this, but I'm sure they're going to be looking at every angle of that. And that story went all over the place because that's something that just doesn't happen every day. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. O.J. Simpson is on Twitter. He's posted three videos so far. And it's incredible. The comments alone are incredible. He's going to get savagely roasted on Twitter. He already is. Well, he's been on Twitter now for 3 or 4 days.
You started to say, and we've worked together for a long time now, so I kind of know where you're going. You started to say he's going to get ripped up.
Mm. Well, he's killing it on Twitter. And the other day, yesterday, as we learned during Why Today Doesn't Suck, yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the car chase, the Ford Bronco, the slow-speed car chase that interrupted the NBA Finals. The NBC, they cut in and they...
Well, all three of them did.
All the networks cut in,
right.
Yeah.
ABC was still my favorite, though, with Peter Jennings.
And so the only thing I can think of is
and
why...
And Mr. Robert Higgins on the phone.
Yeah, that was something else.
That's the best.
The only thing I could think of is to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the slow speed car chase, the most famous, infamous car chase in American history. OJ got on Twitter. Since it's the 25th anniversary of the car chase, I'm going to get on Twitter. And he said,
is that the guy from Starsky and Hutch, Huggy Bear? I think I figured out who that sounds like.
And he loves being on Twitter. As soon as I can figure out how to use it, I'm going to be on Twitter. And sure enough, he's put out three videos.
You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that and set the record straight.
That's why he's on Twitter. And isn't... Isn't living in the year 2019 now just absolutely spectacular when you could literally send a message to the most famous double murderer in American history?
Right.
A guy who viciously killed his wife and the most unlucky person with the worst timing ever in life, Ron Goldman, who happened to, at that moment, bring a pair of lost glasses back to, I mean, you talk about someone, if he waited an hour or whatever the case may be, didn't work that day, poor guy. But anyways, you can literally talk to the most infamous double murderer, the most famous beloved double murderer this country ever had. Well, he was beloved until that happened, and that's why this case will never lose any of its interest. You could actually talk to this guy now. And there are parody Twitter accounts of O.J. Simpson, and all they do is tell jokes about right. killing people and things like that. But the O.J. Simpson, the real O.J. Simpson account, which is almost got 1 million followers now, he's following 8 people. It's
Can they get themselves into, like, witness protection or something? Wouldn't you do if O.J. was following you on Twitter?
It's at the real OJ32. That is supposedly, well, that is his handle, because I keep an eye on it. And yesterday, that account sent out, because someone obviously was making fun of him and challenging him on Twitter, that account threatened a man with 16 knife emojis. someone was giving him crap on Twitter, and that account sent out a text of 16 knife emojis followed by the two words, "You next." And then it said, "You just wait. I'm going to blast your ass all over Twitter."
Now, wait, that's the real OJ account, or?
No, that's coming from the real OJ account, which leads people to believe that, much like a couple of people OJ Simpson knew, his Twitter account got hacked.
So at the real OJ32 is him or is not him?
That is him.
That is him.
That is him.
Because his little slug line here is, if you don't see it here, I didn't say it.
Yes.
But then can we conversely think that if we did see it here, he did say it?
If you don't see it here, I didn't say it. But his third video that he did, I think on Father's Day night, 2 nights ago.
How ironic.
The one addressing the rumors that he did sex with Kris Jenner, and the result of that encounter was Khloe Kardashian.
I have that. Should we give that a listen? I don't have all of these because I know that there might be language in some of them, and so I've got to go through and either excise or edit or sanitize, but I do have a portion of that.
All of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's mine.
See, I told you. And there you have it. OJ has admitted that Khloe Kardashian is his daughter.
You doctored that with a knife where you cut out one word. Are you
suggesting that I hacked that audio?
You did.
Let's hear that again.
All of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's mine.
Hey, look, if you hear it here, he says, that's my motto.
And when he says Bob, he's talking about his old friend, the guy who died of cancer, the late Robert Kardashian, who is not Khloe Kardashian's father. There's nobody. You look at the two other Kardashian sisters. They look alike. They look like him. Khloe Kardashian look like a wildebeest compared to those other two. Now she's had, I think it's in the millions now of plastic surgery.
They have done facial. You know, the same group that did. When they did the historic or the real Jesus on A&E or whatever it was, and he did not have long flowing light brown hair and blue eyes. He looked like people did of that time, and so they put that in the computers at I think Naval Avionics, and that's what it came up with. If you put OJ and Chris together, that's what you get.
Chloe. You know that's the video he makes. He goes, I want to clear up some rumors that y'all might have heard. Yeah, about whether he had, that's what everybody wants to know, whether he did sex with Kris Jenner. If he's gonna clear up anything about maybe rumors that people might have heard about him, isn't there a couple of other things you would think that he could he could go right directly to? Yeah, this is what the most people want to know. This is why people are following you on Twitter, because they want to know if you did sex with Kris Jenner, and the result of that was right, Khloe Kardashian.
Right. OJ, Nicole Brown's family is struggling to put this behind them. And you could say that from their graves, Nicole and Ronald Goldman cry out for justice, and here's what OJ gives them.
But the simple facts of the matter is she's mine.
But you make a great point, though, that this is the thing. This is America in 2019. This is what people are interested in.
This is incredible.
Right. Is Khloe your daughter? Is Khloe your daughter?
O.J. Simpson's Twitter account. I mean, you can follow O.J. Simpson on Twitter. His Twitter account allegedly sent a series of menacing direct messages, DMs, including a string of 16 knife emojis and the warning that, quote, I will find your ass and cut you, unquote, to a parody account that skewers the disgraced football star. So, again, OJ does have a real account on Twitter. The threats with the knifey Joe emojis did come from that account. Obviously, he wouldn't send those. Someone probably, again, the next thing you're going to hear from him is, I got hacked. I got to learn how to use this Twitter and not get hacked.
Is it J.J. Walker?
That's what he's going to say. The shocking threats came from at OJ, the real OJ 32.
Knife emojis. That's where we are in America in 2019.
So we'll. This is. You can say anything you want to O.J. Simpson. You can. And by the way, if you're on Twitter, give our radio station a follow. I try to throw up the joke of the day every day up there. We put stuff on the.
We have a joke of the day
on the Bayou Twitter.
I've never seen that. It's not called that, is it? It's
just... No, I just put a joke.
No, it just magically appears.
She has a figure that makes the number 8 look like the number 1. And a smile that lights up the night. And it all belongs to Kid Dynamite!
OJ. Is that OJ?
It's a coincidence that he gets on Twitter right around the 25th anniversary of when he killed his ex-wife and the most unlucky guy ever, Ronald Goldman.
Right. Not 6 months before, not 6 months after, but to the day, 25 years later.
To commemorate the 25th anniversary, I'm going to get on Twitter. Sure. I got to figure out how to use it first, but I love it.
But the simple facts of the matter is she's mine.
That doesn't sound doctored to me. You know, I got the lazy ear.
All right, coming up on the show, one of the newest New Orleans Pelicans, his father made national news like he normally does this crazy nut named Ball. It's a ball named Nut.
Something like that.
And we'll tell you what he said that offended a female anchor on ESPN yesterday.
Oh boy.
Stay tuned for that coming up too. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. According to the United States Customs and Border Patrol, migrants are arriving at the border with measles, mumps, and chicken pox. Well, that is diversity. Did you see where the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, just signed into law driver's licenses for illegal immigrants in New York? Now that's going to hit the court system as well. Wild times. All right, coming up on the show, we'll tell you what the father of the newest New Orleans Pelicans just made headlines for. Yeah, this guy's crazy. Stay tuned for that coming up on Bayou 95.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Yesterday I was commenting on the Anthony Davis trade. I think this could turn out to be the NBA's version of the Herschel Walker trade. We all know the Dallas Cowboys, what they did in that trade when they traded him to the Minnesota Vikings. Jimmy Johnson, as soon as he got the players back from the Minnesota Vikings, he cut them all and turned every one of those players into draft picks. And then he literally drafted like eight guys that with the picks that he got from Herschel Walker. And most of those guys ended up leading the Dallas Cowboys to 3 out of 4 Super Bowl winning seasons. And when you look at the Pelicans got 6 players. They got 3 players and 3 draft picks. So at least 6 players for Anthony Davis. That is half of an NBA team. It's half of an NBA 12-man roster. And so now the options that the new boss in town, David Griffin, has.
David Geffen.
Yeah, it's David Griffin.
Griffin.
He's got a lot of options now with those draft picks and with all the assets that he got in the Anthony Davis trade. Yeah, it stinks that Davis wanted to be traded, but look, he was here for 7 years, never came close to winning. I mean, we never had a general manager that knew what he was doing. And so finally we have one now. We have someone in charge who has a history. He's got hardware on his hand. And David Griffin knows what he's doing. For the first time, we have someone here in New Orleans with our NBA team that we can say that about. The only thing that I don't like that he's done so far, David Griffin, and by the way, next week's NBA draft is going to be, or Thursday night's NBA draft, it's 2 nights from now. Thursday night's NBA draft is going to be incredible because not only do the Pelicans have the number 1 overall pick, they will draft Zion Williamson from Duke. It's going to be fantastic. They also have the number 4 pick overall. So they got that. It's one of the picks they got when they traded Anthony Davis. They're either going to pick, in their opinion, who the best player is sitting there at 4, or they're being offered some big names for that 4th pick. They may trade that 4th pick. I mean, those are just some of the options that he has. It's going to be exciting. 2 nights from now, the NBA draft on Thursday night. The only thing I don't like that he's done so far, he's sticking with the head coach, Alvin Gentry, because they have a history together. They worked together in Phoenix. And so even though Alvin Gentry, in the 4 years he's been here as head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, I can't believe it's only been 4 years. It feels like a whole hell of a lot longer. But in his 4 seasons as Pelicans head coach, Alvin Gentry has won 145 games, lost 183 games. That's a 44% winning percentage. They just haven't had much success. Some people blame injuries. a little bit of the blame, but Alvin Gentry has never, ever, he's never put any importance on defense. I mean, never, ever. So anyways, they're sticking with him. And yesterday they extended him 1 year. So he had this coming season left on his contract, but they extended him 1 year. They picked up an option. So now they're paying him to be the coach for the next 2 years. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But everything else this guy has done so far, David Griffin, I like. Not a big fan of what he did with the head coach. One of the people we got for Anthony Davis was the number 2 overall pick going back a year or two, Lonzo Ball out of UCLA. He's a good player. His father is crazy.
We got his father as well.
and when we get,
of a package deal, apparently.
We get Lonzo Ball. We're going to get his father, LaVar Ball. And LaVar Ball just says crazy things because he's crazy. I've always said that Ball is a nut. He was on ESPN.
You have said that.
He was on ESPN yesterday.
He's on ESPN's First Take yesterday with Molly Karam and Stephen A. Smith and
Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman. He is sitting in, he's with Stephen A. Smith, not that it matters, but it's the way the camera shot's laid out. And you told me something I didn't know, that Molly Karam just got married to
Jalen Rose.
Yes.
One of the Fab Five.
Fab Five
of Michigan.
And
he had a really good NBA career.
So we have the discussion with LaVar Ball, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, Molly Karam, and she wants to change gears a bit and address Mr. Ball.
Go ahead, LaVar, before I get back to him.
LaVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
Go ahead.
All right. Can you please explain to me what
The look that Stephen A. Smith gives to LaVar Bell from one side, Max Kellerman just kind of like looks straight ahead at the camera and is like, can you believe? She handled it pretty well. I think it's largely much ado about nothing, but it just shows how some people in the year 2019 just don't get being boorish.
Yeah, well,
B-O-O-R-I-S-H, boorish, in their attitudes, you know, towards women on the air.
What's interesting about that, 5 or 6 years ago, I don't think that comment would have even... Nobody would have raised their eyebrows. Nobody would
well,
have. It's because of the hashtag Me Too, because of the hashtag Time's Up movements, and the fact that we have the internet and social media that on a daily basis, people need something to go crazy about.
Well,
she's a very, very, very attractive woman.
Yes, as you like to say, she happens to be very easy on the eyes.
Yes.
But this really has, this doesn't have anything to do with hashtag Me Too and all that the way I see it.
You don't think so?
No, I don't, because it is someone who has made their point very clear, and it's someone that I really like at ESPN. She just started her own ESPN radio show, is Sarah Spain. And Sarah Spain is also extremely good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets on email and social media, men say some of the most vile things you could possibly imagine to her just because she's a woman and she's a reporter and covers sports. And so for LaVar Ball to know that climate, the sports journalism climate, that's its own segment outside, above and beyond hashtag Me Too. And if it sounds like I'm blowing this out of proportion, I'm not trying to, because she handled it very well. Stephen A. Smith shot the guy a look. Max Kellerman's like doing an eye roll.
It's the world we live in now.
Well,
a very attractive woman says, "Hey, I want to switch gears here," and
right.
then LaVar Ball says, "Hey,
well, you want to hear it again?
Go ahead before I get back to him.
LaVar, can I switch gears with you because I have a question
you
here?
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
Go ahead.
All right.
Now is she going to file a lawsuit against her employer and everyone involved? Hope not. I hope it doesn't get to that. But my point is that being in this environment, doesn't LaVar Ball know that what you get out of that, the snickers And I don't mean the candy bar, but the Snickers, the little laughs, aren't worth being talked about on a morning radio show.
We live in a different world now.
And the word for that world, when guys say things like this to female reporters, they're boorish, B-O-O-R-I-S-H.
It's interesting.
I mean, are you and I agreeing with this? Are you defending him?
All I'm saying is 5 or 6 years ago, that would not have even, it wouldn't have made news. But because
I'll agree with that.
Because where we're at now, it's a different world we live in. When a very attractive woman says, "Hey," and all she did was ask a question.
Right.
Hey, can I switch gears right now? And LeVar, right. Brother, you can switch gears with me anytime.
What he did was a verbal slap on her ass as she went by, in a way, you know? Wasn't it? I mean, something similar to that.
Yeah.
But this man is educated. He's in the, he sees what happens in sports journalism. And it really, it's just... The word really, after I've said boorish twice on the air, now I just have really? Really? You say that on TV? Really? Guy's a jerk.
And now
the guy is apparently a jerk, I'll say that.
But he may be moving to New Orleans with his son. I don't know.
Good. We'll
get
him on the show.
I don't know. Yeah, we're trying to get him on the show.
Yes.
The people have asked on Facebook, hey, can you get the guy?
Can he slap you when you walk by?
If he wants to come on the show, he can do that. Make for an entertaining morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans.
Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, Roll Me Away, the final tour. They've added another stop. They're going to be in Baton Rouge in October. And if you want more info on that show, go to the website, bayou957.com.
If you want to see an incredible x-ray, be a part of our radio station on Facebook. I just put up an x-ray. If you watched the news last night, you might have seen it. Of the 15-year-old boy from Kansas with the 10-inch knife jutting from just below his eye. The x-ray.
No thanks.
The x-ray is incredible. And he's fine. They pulled it out. He's going to be fine. 15-year-old kid from Kansas. Redfield, Kansas, about 90 miles south of Kansas City. The mother heard her son scream. She went outside, and there was a 10-inch knife sticking out of his face from underneath his eye.
What's he trying to do, be a magician? A budding magician?
I don't know, but the fact that he survived this, maybe he's off to a good start. Go check out that mugshot on and be a part of Bayou's Facebook page. Over there. Coming up next, we look at today in history. Why today doesn't suck on Bayou 95.7.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlund Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. It's time for us to look at today in history. And on this show, we call the segment...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
June 18th. Well, I want to start with happy birthday because I think...
We have a royal, but we're not a royal birthday, but an important...
It's kind of a royal birthday.
I guess that wouldn't be royal, but that would be a very important subject of Her Majesty. I guess you could put it that way.
The reason I'm starting, because I think the guy who's celebrating a birthday today is, correct me if I'm wrong, probably the biggest... rock and roll music icon who's still alive?
Yes.
Happy 77th birthday to Paul McCartney. 77 and he's still out there doing it all. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to say he's getting old,
but
he's got a new song he wants to release. It's called When I'm 92. Paul McCartney today, born Liverpool, England, back in 1942, 77 years old. I mean, the Beatles, it doesn't get any...
Please don't explain the Beatles. Well,
they did it twice, not just Please once. They did it twice. And
he does it anyway. Go ahead and explain the Beatles.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. June 18th. Hey, the War of 1812 began today.
Why today doesn't suck?
What year was that?
Well, very important war and the most important battle of the War of 1812. It was the Battle of New Orleans. Andrew Jackson, he led an undermanned ragtag militia of a bunch of New Orleanians, a bunch of Louisiana residents and other residents from the South to fend off the Brits as they were trying to come over from Algiers and the whole battlefield over there in Chalmette. Boy, what an important piece of history. If we lost, it's St. Bernard Parish. If we lost the War of 1812, just think about that. Everything from here west could have been England. But
okay.
Good job. June 18th. Well, speaking of wars, 3 years after that, Napoleon was defeated at Waterloo. And then right at the end of that battle, the band ABBA released that song, Waterloo. But that happened today in 1815. And, of course, Napoleon has New Orleans connections as well. And if we're going to stay on war, it was today, June 18th, in 1940.
Why today doesn't suck?
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini had a meeting in Munich. Those two guys, bad guys, and it didn't work out too well for those two. June 18th. It was today in 1967.
Why today doesn't suck?
The Monterey Pop Festival reached its climax. This is before Woodstock. But you had The Who, you had Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, others played a massive festival today in 1967, and it's when it's reached its climax, the Monterey Pop Festival.
Other birthdays today, sharing those with Sir James Paul McCartney on June 18th, turning 43 today, country heartthrob Blake Shelton. Also, very easy on the eyes, even at her advanced age, turning 67 today, I believe, Isabella Rossellini.
Mm.
Very attractive. And actress Kim Dickens, who you may not know her name, but she pops up in all kinds of things. She turns 54 today. She was in Tremé, so she has a New Orleans connection. She would have lived here for a time while that show was in production. She played the chef character, loosely based, sort of in a composite way, on Susan Spicer and other New Orleans chefs. And part of the writing crew on that, or at least the, what do they call that, the consultant, the late, great Anthony Bourdain.
Any relation to Charles Dickens?
I don't have that here. I only do birthdays. I don't do all that backstory. Sorry. Mm. June 18th, a sad day in 2011.
Why today doesn't suck?
Clarence Clemons, the saxophonist for Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band, died of complications from a stroke at a hospital in Florida. He was just 69 years old. A sad day also for Bruce Springsteen on this date. June 18, 1987.
Why today doesn't suck?
After just 2 years of marriage, Bruce Springsteen separates from first wife Julianne Phillips. They would get divorced 2 years later. Those two kids couldn't work it out. June 18th, 2002.
Why today doesn't suck?
This is hard. 2002, U2 lost a bid to prevent the demolition of a studio that they loved and used in Dublin since 1994. That is the Hanover Quay Studio. This story does not mention what happened after the demolition, if it became a parking lot, because usually that is what happens to beloved sites. It was on this date, June 18th, 1984.
Why today doesn't suck?
At the end of a Judas Priest concert in Madison Square Garden, hundreds of seat cushions were ripped out by fans and thrown on stage. It cost $250,000 to replace. At that point, Judas Priest became the first band to be banned for life from MSG due to this incident.
Well, it's interesting. Now New York Knicks fans destroy seats when they watch games at Madison Square Garden. That's how bad that team's been for the last 20 years.
Is that a trick question? There are no New York Knicks fans.
Mm.
On this date, June 18th, 1977, Johnny Rotten...
Why today doesn't suck.
Thank you. Johnny Rotten and Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols were stabbed and beaten outside of a pub in London. You know, Mrs. Brewster and I leave for London on Friday. We're going to try to stay out of those places.
Hmm.
And June 18th, also this date in 1977.
Why today doesn't suck.
Talking Heads bandmates Chris Frantz and Tina Weymouth got married. They also played together in the Tom Tom Club. And this report says they're still married to this day. So good on those kids.
June 18th. It was today in 1980.
Why today doesn't suck.
A pretty cool movie debuted, hit the theaters for the first night. The Blues Brothers.
Great movie.
Starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Quite possibly my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, it's a great movie. June 18th.
I think you said that.
It was today in 1923.
Why today doesn't suck.
The very first taxi cab was produced in the United States. Do you know, know where?
Yes, I do. Where? New Jersey.
No. What did you think you knew? The company?
Yes. Checker.
Checker cab.
Well, then in...
produced the very first taxi cab in the history of the United States.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Kalamazoo. Close.
Hmm.
But
I had to think that through.
I always like to say, it's nice when you can learn something, but today the very first taxi cab was produced in American history.
And I think the meter is stuck and still running.
And I got one more, and this was a scary one.
And finally,
June 18th. It was today in 1984.
Why today doesn't suck.
Mary Lou Retton.
Nope.
Hmm.
A radio talk show host was shot and killed in his driveway today in 1984.
In Denver.
Denver, Colorado, radio talk show host Alan Berg.
Yes.
Mr. Berg. He was a talk radio icon. And some nut didn't like what he said and shot him and killed him. And
right.
that incident went on
to
become the inspiration for the movie Talk Radio.
Yes.
Starring Eric Bogosian.
With one of my least favorite actors of all time, bug-eyed Eric Bogosian.
That was a good movie, though.
That was Oliver Stone, if I'm not mistaken, who directed that, I think, or maybe wrote the screenplay and or both. I there are people who tell me, oh, you're in radio, you must love that movie. No. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll do my review of that movie another time.
Yeah, and if there's something you don't like on the radio, Jesus, just turn it off.
Yeah, don't shoot the guys involved. Please, don't shoot anybody involved, especially this show. And on that note, that's the segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up on the show, a local business just shut down yesterday. It made news, and a lot of people are unhappy about it. We'll tell you what coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. I was just reading in the Globe magazine.
That rag.
Caitlyn Jenner.
.com.
Caitlyn Jenner is going bald. Friends say she's reluctant to wear a wig because she wants to look natural. I can see that.
I'd rather not see that.
I'm a Caitlyn Jenner fan.
Yes, you are.
All right, coming up.
Doesn't surprise me.
Coming up next, we're going to tell you about a local business that shut down yesterday. Not only are a lot of people upset about it, I was watching on the news last night, and some of the employees weren't happy with the news cameras showing them cleaning out their stuff from their office. We'll explain coming up on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. So the big news this morning, if you're just joining us, is the fact that O.J. Simpson not only is on Twitter right around the 25th anniversary of when he killed his ex-wife and the most unlucky guy with the worst timing ever, poor Ron Goldman. Yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the most infamous car chase in American history, the Ford Bronco chasing through the highways and the streets of Los Angeles, Southern California. And O.J. is now on Twitter. I mentioned this. What an incredible time to be alive here in the year 2019.
You mean for him or for you?
For people, just to, you can go and O.J. has made 3 videos on Twitter so far, and the last one he was clearing up something that we all wanted to know. Him saying that he did not do sex with Kris Jenner, and Khloe Kardashian is not his daughter.
See, that's not what I heard. You know, everyone hears different things, and. I think my headphones are a little more expensive than yours. I don't mean to, you know, what do they call that? I can't think of what they call that. Anyway, here's what I heard.
All of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be, if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is, she's mine.
Khloe is OJ's daughter. He said it right there. You heard it right there out of his mouth.
No problem.
That's not what you heard?
No, because I follow OJ on Twitter. And that's the third video he released. And again, this is what people want to know. Like if OJ is going to tell you things that you really want to know, yeah, is Khloe Kardashian your daughter, because we know she's not Robert Kardashian's daughter. Those other two sisters, they look nothing like her, and they're nothing like her.
Again, you can go. You know what splines are? Reticulating splines. If you go to Google, they have a layout of the splines. The splines would be like points around your. You remember morphing? How they would do morphing? Morphing was like the big thing. I think the Michael Jackson video. Black or white, where various people morphed into different people, different genders. Well, you take, it's called splines, and you take different points around the face. They have done that, and it's like a match. You could take a transparent match of OJ's face and lay it over Khloe's and vice versa.
So are you trying to say OJ's lying?
I'm trying to say this. I've got very expensive at my disposal. I'm looking at it right now. I've got very expensive audio tools that I paid for myself that I can use here at the station. I'll slow it down for you.
But the simple facts of the matter is she's mine.
There, he said it.
When I heard it
she's
the first time.
Mine.
She's not mine is what I heard. But are you trying to say O.J. Simpson is not being honest with us?
You want to hear it in reverse?
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm just able to snap.
Satan. I heard something there about Satan.
It's just so bizarre how he's on Twitter right around the 25th anniversary of him, again, viciously killing his ex-wife and Ron Goldman, the poor waiter that just happened to be working when she left her glasses there.
Right.
Man, that's the third video he's made, and just watching the people comment on there is worth the price alone. I mean, I'm thinking if, because in OJ's mind, he's saying to you, well, this, I'm on Twitter because people want to know some things about me. So I'm going to talk about football and sports and some other things too. And so he said, the rumors going around that he is Khloe Kardashian's father. So this is what people want to know from OJ.
Look, I don't peddle rumors on this show. It's fact.
This is what people want to know.
It's Google anyway.
You know what I want to know?
What?
What did he do with the other glove? I did ask him that the other day on Twitter. I haven't gotten a response yet. OJ, whatever happened to the other glove?
I want to know when they're bringing the McRib back to McDonald's. And OJ and Cato Kalin, they're big McDonald's fans.
All right, more on this later. Did you see a local business shut down yesterday? And it made the news, and a bunch of people, not only customers, weren't happy that this place is now out of business, but the news went to one, because they have three local locations. The news went to one of their stores, and one of the employees who was cleaning out his stuff from work and putting it in the trunk of his car actually looked at the newsman and said, hey, could you get the camera out of my face? That would suck if you just realized you lost your job because the place closed down, and then you got the news and the camera out there following you while you're taking your stuff from your job, from where you worked, and putting it in the trunk of your car. I'm talking about Sucre, the dessert shop. They had three local locations. They'd been open for 13 years, and they shut down yesterday. As a matter of fact, yesterday morning, about 9 o'clock, the staff of Sucre were told they had a meeting yesterday at 9 o'clock. And they said, they were told, that's it. You don't have a job anymore.
Yeah, they were told, you know those jobs you have here? You don't have them anymore because we're going away.
They had around 50 employees. And they had absolutely no idea. It was a complete shock to them. Evidently, I mean, Sucre is really good. I mean, I love sugar too much. It's at the point now that I gotta keep an eye on my sugar intake because I've enjoyed too much of it in my life. But people loved Sucre, and that's one of those businesses that you always thought did really well, but evidently, they weren't doing well enough to stay open anymore.
According to published reports. I would preface it by saying that what you're about to go into.
Yeah, one of their shops, their dessert shops, is on Magazine Street, and one of the people that worked there said, "quote We had no idea, not even our general manager knew until yesterday morning. It's a high-end dessert shop. It was founded by a chef." Co-founded by Chef Tariq Hanna. 13 years ago, the first location was on Magazine Street. It later expanded with shops in Metairie and in the French Quarter. The one in the French Quarter had a restaurant on the second floor, and that's gonna close as well. When I was watching the news last night, I just started thinking about that when I saw the guy with his arms full of stuff coming out of one of the Sucre shops to put his stuff in his trunk, and he turned to the cameraman. It was one of the local news channels, and he's like, "Hey, could you?" And he, I think he took a shirt and he threw it over the front of the camera. He's like, "Hey, can you back away with these cameras?"
And they chose to air it anyway.
Well, you want to go for the raw emotion. When you're on the news and you're telling a story. So, yeah, let's put a camera in the face of a guy who was just completely surprised being told he just lost his job and he just found out about it, and here's a news camera that's right in his face now.
I get it. I get it. The news, they have a job to do. But you can hardly blame the guy.
Employees shouldn't have been that shocked, though, because last August, the co-founder, Tariq Hanna, just up and resigned. And at that time, Sucre had about 80 employees. So that was last August. You fast forward a few months, and now they're down to about 50 employees, and they just got called in. You know, we've all lost jobs in our lives. And sometimes when you lose a job, you have an idea, and it's not that surprising. Then there are other times where you're completely floored. And I think that's how, and you're completely shocked. And I think that's probably how that one employee who was on the local news last night felt when he was putting his stuff into the trunk of his car. You know, there were that same news report, they were also asking people questions who were just walking up to the restaurant expecting to go in.
The shop, walking
up to Sucre expecting to buy something sweet and something delicious, but they were, all they saw was a sign on the door that said, "We are no longer in business," and the people they were shocked.
From Sucre to our loyal customers, thank you for your patronage of Sucre during these past 13 years. Over the past year, our executive team has operated in a responsible manner and has attempted to bring the company to financial profitability. It is with profound sadness that we must inform you and notify you that we are closing effective Monday, June 17, 2019. Your support of our products has touched our hearts, and we will be forever grateful that you allowed us to expand your love for finer pastries in our community with our macaroons, chocolates, gelatos, cakes, and a word that I can't pronounce. This is very blurry, by the way. Thank you once again for supporting our goal of expanding your culinary horizons over the past 13 years. There were some who thought that last line was a bit of a shock, a shot. I'll read it again. Thank you once again for supporting our goal of expanding your culinary horizons over the past 13 years. So it's a little bit of saying, it's not us, it's you.
No.
Some people took it that way. I'll put it that way.
Well, again, the co-founder, Chef Tariq Hanna, the reason why he just up and quit last August, he's facing sexual harassment charges from several of the female employees there, according to numerous sources. From the time Sucre opened, Chef Tariq Hanna engaged in sexual misconduct with his female employees, including sexual encounters in the businesses and topless pool parties with staff.
According to published reports.
Yeah, and I guess him stepping away, him quitting in August, the hope of that was, okay, he's out. Now let's see if we can try to, but it never happened. And now all three of the locations of Sucre, if you like the sweets like I do, that stinks. Coming up on the show, speaking of jobs, I'm about to tell you a job that's open that I guarantee you most people would do anything to get. That's coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Here's a job that I think a majority of Americans would take in a heartbeat. And it stinks that it's only a two-week job. But making $5,000 a week for 2 weeks. And what would you do?
Is this the barbecue thing?
You would have to travel across the country.
And eat ribs.
And eat ribs to find the best ribs in America. You got 2 weeks? You want to make 10 grand? It's 10 grand plus the ribs. It's not like they're paying you 10 grand and then you have to pay for the ribs out of the 10 grand that they're paying you.
Right.
Oh, no. And who is doing this?
Today's my last day. I'll see you.
Reynolds Wrap is looking for someone to travel across the United States the first 2 weeks of August and look for the tastiest ribs. Now, if that wasn't enough, if they could have just said, "Look, we're going to pay for your gas money, your travel expenses. We're going to pay for your lodging, your hotel, and then here, you go find the best ribs in America." A lot of people would have done that.
Well, now they're
going to give you $10,000 on top of that.
So they don't. It's not like a prescribed list that they give you, and then you check them out. You actually just willy-nilly go search on your own?
I don't want
to do that.
No, I think they point you places. Mm. You can go to the Reynolds Wrap website to find out.
Mm.
But they're offering you or whoever gets this job, again, the first 2 weeks of August, you get paid $10,000 for those 2 weeks, plus
right,
you go get to eat all the ribs you possibly want, and then it's up to you to figure out or to tell everybody, tell America, tell the world who had the best ribs. They're getting lots of applications.
Would you like to know debunking an old wives' tale that Reynolds Aluminum actually says is correct? A lot of people think that there's a shiny side and a matte side, a dull side to aluminum foil, and that you should put the shiny side toward hot food to keep the heat in.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Is it?
Yeah. Same on either side. Just looks different.
Well, if you're listening and you want this job, all you have to do is submit a photo of yourself grilling along with 100 words or less why...
I'm out. That's it.
Would be the best for that, and get it in by tomorrow night at midnight.
No essay questions. I'm out.
At the Reynolds Wrap website. That's a dream job. All right, coming up next, the Phoenix police video. Have you seen that with the black couple? Oh, boy. All hell's breaking loose. We'll explain coming up on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford.
You know, everywhere I go, I get two questions. The first, it's always, right now, it's the same. First question is, how do you work with that guy? And then the second question is, hey, you got any Stones tickets, man? And the second question is like, well, go to the website, bayou957.com, watch a little video on there to find the code word, then put the code word in the code word space. Hit that and get yourself registered. You might win not only Stones tickets, floor tickets to see the Stones. Are you kidding me? And then we'll talk about that other question.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that show.
See me privately here.
I can't wait for that show. All right. Have you seen the video of, it went viral and it's making a lot of national news, the video of the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department? They're being charged with, they're being accused of police brutality. They're being charged, accused of
are they being charged or accused?
Well, they haven't been charged yet.
Okay.
They're being accused of abuse. The story is this couple, this black couple, with their 4-year-old and the woman's pregnant. They were in a dollar store and the 4-year-old stole something, took something out of the store, and actually the father stole underwear too. When they got into the parking lot,
I learned it from you, Dad.
When they got into their car, the Phoenix police surrounded the car. Their guns were drawn, and then they were swearing. And they pulled the parents out of the car. The 4-year-old was crying, and the video's gone viral.
I have not seen it. Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw it.
I have not.
I'm in the process of putting it up on our website.
All right.
Bayou957.com right now. And it's gotten to the point now where the mayor of Phoenix and the police chief have both apologized, but the couple is saying that the apology is no good. The couple wants these officers fired, and now listen to this. Jay-Z just hired them a lawyer. Well, and so now they may be going after a lot of money from the Phoenix police. Again, if you want to see this, you go to bayou957.com. We've got that video up there for you, and we're asking the question. I'm gonna put this also on the Bayou Facebook page as well. I'm asking you the question. Was that abuse by the Phoenix, Arizona police? It's up there now at Bayou957.com. Look, and the Phoenix police has a history being rough sometimes. You could say that about a lot of police.
Some
forces.
Would say that about all police agencies.
But I don't know if I could see this happening here in New Orleans. Again, you've got a young black couple. The woman is pregnant, and they have a four-year-old with them. They go into the dollar store. The four-year-old took something, and the father, I think, stole underwear. Did that deserve the ensuing police action of them surrounding the car, pulling the parents out of the car in front of the child? As a matter of fact, when they had the father leaning up against the car to get handcuffed, one of the cops kicked the father's legs.
Again, you see, at least in dramatic representations of apprehensions. And yes, I watch too much TV and movies, I guess, but haven't we all seen that?
Brewster, the first thing that
Well, you didn't answer the question. Haven't we all seen that?
We have. But the first question that popped into my mind when I saw this was, okay, you got a four-year-old. The four-year-old took something that might have been a mistake.
Right. That's easily attributed to a misunderstanding.
But why is the father stealing underwear?
Can't answer that.
Now, again, I couldn't imagine something like this in New Orleans because our police, I mean, people get shot here every day. Our police are dealing with much larger problems.
Well, and I'm sure the police force in the city of Phoenix, they are as well. I am now watching the video, by the way.
Yeah, and again, both the mayor of Phoenix slammed the police officers. I'm sure the police union in Phoenix is happy about that. They said it was inappropriate. The mayor of Phoenix said it was inappropriate. The police chief says that they are looking into this more, and they will have some sort of an answer soon. But like I said, there are people that are getting behind this couple, and they want these officers fired. And now Jay-Z has just hired a huge money attorney that this couple can now use to go after the city of Phoenix, the police department. And I just wonder what he has to say, the father, for stealing the underwear.
Which is alleged. We don't know all the details. I in watching the video that you posted at Bayou957.com, there's a captioning of what is being said. And again, I'm watching it. I can't listen to it while I'm doing this. But at one point, one of the officers with his weapon drawn says, get out of the expletive car.
You hear that a few times.
And I can imagine what the fill in the blank, connect the dots word is there. Is that standard? Does using that word, does using an expletive, which again, I don't know what it is, but I imagine I know what it is that more likely to get anyone to get out of the car faster? It's just, it seems a little incendiary to the situation. And then the pregnant woman says, apparently in response to put up your hands, maybe. I mean, again, this video is kind of jumps around here. I can't because I'm holding an expletive baby, another baby.
Well, the police chief apologized, and the couple has officially rejected the apology from the Phoenix, Arizona police chief. The couple...
How do you officially reject an apology from any group?
Well, they did. The cameras are on him now. The couple, 22-year-old Dravon Ames and the woman is 24-year-old Aisha Harper. She's 6 months pregnant. They had a news conference yesterday. So you know they're going after the city of Phoenix, and they're going after the police force big time. Now look, I watched the video and I've watched it a few times. Was it a little much for the police officers? You could say that, but these cops don't know, while they have this car surrounded, they don't know who's in that car, what's in that car. They don't know if the people in that car have a gun. They were just told that people shoplifted from the store and they are now in that car.
They don't know what's going on, and no police officer, for the most part, can know in a situation like that. Now, you can't say, well, it's a dollar store. This, in this particular case, happens to be the Family Dollar chain.
You get underwear for $1?
Barely. Apparently, you can get it for cheaper than that.
Hmm. Well, during this...
It's one of those unfortunate situations.
During this press conference yesterday with their lawyers, they say the police chief of the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, Jerry Williams, and the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, Kate Gallego, never apologized to them in person or on the phone, even though the police chief publicly apologized. But now their lawyers are saying they never apologized to their to the couple in person. They never picked up the phone and called them to apologize. And the couple says that both of them and their two daughters are traumatized. This happened over the weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is one of those questions where people are going to have different opinions when it comes to the answer to the question. Was that abuse by the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department? Or are they just doing their job? Maybe a little rough around the edges with the language, but... They want to make a big deal out of this, and the media loves this kind of thing. You've got a young black couple, with a pregnant woman and a young child.
Right,
and you've got
at least one white police officer involved.
So this is for the media loves this stuff.
Right. And Phoenix mayor happens to be white,
and the police.
But to me, it's like, don't steal underwear. Don't steal. Don't take things that don't belong to you.
That's the first thing that went through my mind.
Just am I saying that you deserve what transpired in this video after that? No, but don't take things that don't belong to you. As a black and white, no pun intended, as a very cut and dried, no gray areas person who sees things pretty cut and dried. Don't steal things. Don't take things that don't belong to you. The doll, the 4-year-old and the doll, doesn't really enter into this. It makes it more complicated. But don't steal things. Don't steal underwear.
Well, and I'm wrapping this up now by saying that a $10 million notice of claim, which is the precursor to a lawsuit, was sent to the city of Phoenix by the attorneys of this couple. They're going after them for $10 million for how they were treated in that video. And again, they just came out of the store with the 4-year-old taking something that they didn't pay for.
Right.
And the father took some underwear that he didn't pay for. They're going to get paid. I don't think they're going to get $10 million, but I think they're going to get something. And now that Jay-Z has hired another lawyer for him, a big money lawyer, look out. This is the world we live in here in the year 2019, when you don't ask the question, well, why did you steal something? Instead, you ask the question, well, geez, weren't the police a little bit too harsh?
Right. Aren't you traumatized? Think real hard.
Yeah. Again, if you haven't seen that video yet, go to our website, buyu957.com. Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Did you see they were removing an alligator from someone's backyard in Luling? And one of the officers got bit. The alligator bites a deputy while they were removing it from the backyard in Luling. A St. Charles Parish Sheriff's Deputy's officer is expected to make a full recovery, luckily, after being bitten by an alligator yesterday in Luling. It was a 5-foot alligator. It wandered into the backyard of a home on Evergreen Court. So not only did St. Charles Parish Sheriff's deputies show up, but the St. Charles Parish nuisance animal officer arrived. I wonder how many of those they have. Are you a cop? Well, I'm a nuisance animal officer. It's close to being a cop. But the St. Charles Parish nuisance animal officer arrived to relocate the reptile to the wild. One of the deputies was detaining the gator with an animal catch pole when it pulled free and bit him on his right arm. Another deputy held the gator and prevented further damage while the animal's jaw was pried open and the officer's arm was freed. The deputy sustained deep lacerations and punctures to his right arm, taken to University Medical Center here in New Orleans. He was treated and released. That's something to put on your resume, though, huh? See that right there? That's an alligator bit me in the arm. But looking into this story, I want to know more about the St. Charles Parish nuisance animal officers. I wonder how big that force is, and I wonder. Nuisance. And you have to put animal after that because I think we all have a lot of nuisances in our everyday lives, and we'd like to call the nuisance officer, but this happens to be a nuisance animal officer. So, anyways, I'm glad that the deputy who got bit over there is all right. We are living on their land. They were here before us. Gators. All right. Coming up next, the American Women's World Cup soccer team continues to make headlines. And for not all the right reasons. Stay tuned for that coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, Anne Lamarck Ford. So I've mentioned the United States women's soccer team before because they're now 2-0 in this year's World Cup, and they're trying to win back-to-back World Cups. I mean, that's saying something. 4 years ago, the United States women's soccer team won the whole thing. And the reason why that's something is because our men's team stinks. Our men's team didn't even qualify for the last World Cup, let alone have a chance to win it. Our men's team just isn't good, yet our women's team, the best in the world. They took some heat after the first game in this year's World Cup, which is being held in France. They took some heat because they beat Thailand 13-0. That's not why they took the heat. They took the heat for the choreographed, like, celebration dances after goals number 9, 10, 11, 12. It got out of control.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
We did. And look, I never once said stop scoring as many goals as you possibly can. You keep scoring. If they could have beat them 25-0, great. But the celebration, the dances, the choreography, the whole thing. You know, you give a high five, and you go back, and you start playing again.
Right. I'm sure the other team feels like they worked as hard to train for that appearance, and it just, you know, that's sports. It didn't go their way.
And some say goal differential means something. So whether it does or doesn't, I'm not 100% sure. Again, I'm a big sports fan, not the biggest soccer fan. But 4 years ago, I did watch the women go all the way and win the World Cup. So they're back this year, and that happened. But before that happened, and by the way, I'm repeating this too. You can't say anything negative about the United States women's soccer team. You can't. People that have said anything negative about them, they're called sexist. They're called all kinds of things. So you got to be careful when you're talking about the United States women's soccer team. So even before their first game, and they won again over the weekend. They won 3-0. They beat Chile, and they play Sweden 2 days from now on Thursday.
Sweden!
That's who they play. But before this World Cup started, one of the stars of their team, her name's Megan Rapinoe. She's got she's a lesbian, and she's got the short blonde hair. Not only did she and then some other teammates say that they are no fan of our president, Donald Trump. They're not Trump people. She said she wanted to take a knee during the national anthem during the World Cup. And if it was up to her, she would have taken a knee during the national anthem. But the powers that be at the United States women's national soccer team told her, oh, no, you're not taking a knee during the national anthem, because what you will do then is take attention away from what you're doing on the field and bring attention to your personal causes. And look, Megan Rapinoe, she's a great, great, great soccer player. But I think she's not a happy lesbian. I don't know her totally, but I don't want to just say she's an angry lesbian.
Totally. Do you know her at all?
But
what do you mean totally?
From everything I've read about her and seen about her, she doesn't seem like a very happy person. Then again, I have several lesbian friends. I can't say that not that many of them. There aren't that many of them that are happy, go lucky lesbians. I look.
Osterling. Well, Osterling.
Anyways.
Period.
She wanted to kneel during the national anthem at the World Cup, and she was told by whoever at the top of the United States women's national soccer team, no, you're not gonna do that. So what she's doing instead, she is not putting her hand over her heart, and she said she's not singing the national anthem. So that's her protest. But isn't that something? But isn't that something on the world stage, when you're trying to get soccer bigger in this country, that you want to take attention away from the game that you're playing because you don't like this particular president in a country that had Title IX, that made the United States women's soccer team, gave them this opportunity, pushed the men's soccer team in the toilet? I mean, how many big colleges does LSU even have a men's soccer team? They can't because of something called Title IX. So because you don't like this particular president, you want to crap on all of that. Why can't they just play soccer? Why does everything in the year 2019 have to be something more than it actually is? Look, I don't care how you feel. I've had presidents I've liked. I've had presidents I didn't like. I've had presidents that I've been indifferent on. But this country, this is the greatest country in the world. No, we're not perfect, but boy, oh boy.
I've had women that I've dated ask me a version of that question. Why can't this be more than something that it really is?
Mm. So anyway, look, I'm rooting for them because it's our country, but I just saw how some on that team wanted this whole World Cup experience. They wanted it to be more than what you're seeing right now on the soccer field, and I just thought, boy, we have Title IX. We've gone out of our way. We're doing the best we can. We don't have a good men's team at all, but we have the best women's team in the world. I mean, isn't that something that's pretty cool? You would think, huh? Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. So the actor Burt Reynolds died last year, but they auctioned off a bunch of his stuff. And I was just looking at a few things here that I never knew that they were having this auction. I was just reading about it.
Something you had your eye on that it's too late now?
Well, I mean, I like Burt Reynolds, but I wasn't that much of a fan where I would want to pay a few $100 for, let's say, a pair of his boots. You know, those are the things that they had a couple of cool things, though. They had the original movie script for Smokey and the Bandit.
Hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Did he sign it or anything? Or?
Yeah, and they have a couple of his driver's licenses.
Hmm.
Like if you're a fan of Burt Reynolds, you could have owned that.
Right.
Property from the estate of Burt Reynolds. It was done by Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills, California. Bidders flocked for stuff like I just told you. Also cars, movie memorabilia. The top seller was a car. It was a 1979 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am that was custom built for Burt Reynolds. And that car was the last Trans Am Burt Reynolds ever owned. Take a guess, Brewster, what someone paid for that. Yeah, 1979 Trans Am. It was custom built for Reynolds.
$500,000.
Close. Didn't get quite that much. $317,500. So, I mean, if you're a car person and you're a fan of Burt Reynolds,
sure,
something like that would mean a lot. It just gets me to thinking some other actors out there, like if they died, because I'm a big movie fan, if there was like a piece of movie memorabilia that I would that I would like to have.
Like ruby red slippers or?
What are you, nuts? Not a Wizard of Oz.
See, I would like to, and talking about Burt Reynolds, I'd rather have the giant foam hat that Norm MacDonald wore when he played Burt Reynolds playing Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live, and he wrote down his name was Ted Ferguson. I'd like to have that. That's just me. Big foam hat.
Well, I just found this very interesting, and I just wondered if other actors did this. Anyways, maybe we'll see this more in the future. That's pretty cool stuff.
Got to get some more dead actors.
Hey, coming up next, it's our commercial-free ride, and O.J. Simpson is on Twitter. We'll have some fun with that coming up next on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. You know, one more thing about that nut Ball, the father, LeVar Ball. You know, Brewster, what it is as now that we're in the year 2019, you can't even when it comes to whether you're on television, the radio, whatever the case may be, if you're working with a woman, if you're working with a female, you can't even think about anything other than the question at hand. You can't even refer to anything in a laissez-faire sexual way or anything like that. You just can't do it. And some would say that that's a victory for feminism. And yeah, like you watch ESPN and you watch Molly Quarum and you watch Sarah Spain, and yes, they're very attractive, but they need to be taken seriously as sports journalists.
And that is when you have somebody like LeVar Ball say something like that, it is a step backwards. Now, there's more to that was in a different article that we didn't have in front of us at the time talking about that. And he, ESPN issued a statement. We don't agree with that at that point of view of Mr. Ball, et cetera, et cetera. Then he comes out with his own statement, says, well, it was when I said you could shift my gears anytime. Oh, I didn't mean that as a sexual comment. Well, again, just being a jerk. And I just want to know inside his head what humor or in the year 2019, not in the year 1979, in the year 2019, who does he think that's going to ingratiate himself with? Yeah. No one.
Like I said, a few years back, that might have been a whatever the case should be, but not anymore. Not anymore.
I'm not even saying she should be offended by it or she should take action about it, but it's just not even cute. It's not clever. It's just a waste of time. It's a waste of time. They wasted the time on the show. They wasted their time after the show, and we're talking about it. It's just
all I know is his kid can play ball. He's a real good ball player. We'll see what happens. If he actually comes here or if he's going to be one of the assets that gets traded for something else, we don't know. But all I do know is Lonzo Ball was the number 2 overall pick in the college draft recently. And so you know the guy can play. Hey, this is something. There's a big famous magician in India. And over the weekend, he tried doing a Harry Houdini trick, or a trick at least that Harry Houdini made famous, but he didn't make it. And it was the trick where he was tightly bounded and then lowered into a river to try to get out. It was the in India's river Ganges.
The Ganges River.
And he never made it out. There was a big crowd there. They lowered him down and he never came up. The wizard Mandrake.
Former wizard.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yes.
They ended up finding his body like a couple of days after. But he was 40 years old, and he tried doing this trick. And that's pretty sad when you see something like that. But he should have known more what he was doing. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. Ginty is next. Ginty! In 5 minutes, he has two for Tuesday. We'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.